Oh, it's Super Bowl Sunday, but right now there's only one game in town. It's time to play the puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Lulu.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Stuart Portnoy of Arlington, Virginia. I said, name a famous actor, first and last names. The last name is a well-known brand. Drop the last letter of the first name, and you'll get the kind of product it's a brand of. Who is it? Well, the answer is Alec Guinness. And you drop the C from Alec, and you get Guinness Ale. Tell you, we had a funny alternative answer from listener Oren Helbach of Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. He sent in Barbara Hershey. Hershey, of course, makes candy bars, and if you drop the A from Barbara, you get two bars.
This one was a big hit. We got over 700 correct responses, and our randomly selected winner is William Zweck of Gilbert, Arizona. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I heard that you were excited when you got the news.
I was pretty excited, like I was ready to have a heart attack.
That's exactly what we want to induce in our players. I also heard that you are a devoted backpacker.
Correct.
What's your favorite hike?
Well, I would say be the Grand Canyon because I've hiked over 1,000 miles in it. But, of course, I'm quite a bit older now, and I haven't been inside the canyon since 2003. But I've done most of the trails in the canyon at least once, and many of them several times.
Wow. Do you have a question for Will?
Yes. Are the questions getting harder, or there just fewer participants?
Interesting, because the number of entries has declined somewhat from over the past few years. I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. I'm not intentionally making the puzzles harder. What I do try to do is mix them. So one week will be hard and one week will be easy.
All right. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Take it away.
All right, William. Every answer today is a three-syllable word or name in which the middle syllable is accented and is pronounced sigh. For example, if I said sharp and clear thinking, you would say incisive.
Okay.
Here's number one. Matthew, John, or Judas Iscariot.
Oh.
Each of those, of course, being a follower of Jesus.
So what do we call followers of Jesus?
I guess I need some help.
And there were 12 of them in the Bible?
Oh, disciples.
Disciples. Each is a disciple. Good. Number two, the god of the sea in Greek myth.
So don't forget there's a sigh in the middle of it.
Right. Boy, I'm stuck again.
All right. I'll tell you this one. It's Poseidon.
Oh, yeah, that was easy. Just told me the answer.
So easy when you know the answer. All right, here's your next one. To figure out as a secret message.
Decipher.
That's it. Music or dance performance that a parent might sit through.
Recital.
That's it. Here's your next one. Not just throw trash away. So you have some old stuff and you don't want to just throw it away. What would you do with it?
I would save it.
It's the law in many cities. You must newspapers
recycle,
and other things.
Recycle, is it? Good. Kind of trading that's illegal.
Insider trading.
Insider trading. Painful inflammation around joints.
Arthritis, but that doesn't work.
So close. Yeah, it has to be a sigh rather than a wry. I'll tell you this one. It's bursitis.
Bursitis, okay.
All right, how about a front tooth?
Incisor.
Incisor, is it? A place of safety. And a person coming from another country, a troubled country, might seek political...
What? Asylum.
Asylum, is it? Clear and compelling as a victory.
Decisive.
That's it. Very enthusiastic.
Excited.
Excited, that's it. And William, here's your last one. Egyptian god associated with the afterlife. And I give you a hint, it starts with the letter O.
Boy, this is totally different than listening to it instead of participating.
You're not the first person to say that. Well, it starts with an O, and then put that middle syllable next.
Osiris.
Osiris is it. Good job.
Good job. It was a tough one. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. William, what member station do you listen to?
KJAZZ.
William Zweck of Gilbert, Arizona. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you very much.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, in English, a short U sound is usually spelled with a U, as in fun and luck. Occasionally, it's spelled with an O, as in come and love. Can you name two everyday one-syllable words in which a short U sound is spelled with an A? So that's the puzzle. Can you name two everyday one-syllable words in which a short U sound is spelled with an A?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is this Thursday, February 8th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.